thought that before I started talking about my Icelanders, I would see whether people had questions about gypsies from the previous few classes, or things they wanted to say or discuss or found interesting about the gypsies. Anybody? No. You're all for... Yes.
Rules about
I think there's good evidence that they came from India, but I think that's linguistic evidence, as I understand it.
It's not about purification.
I think it's rather, we have reason to think they came from India. Aha, there may be connections between this and this in their religious beliefs, as it were. I don't think that, but I don't really know. That was at least my impression was, it was that Ramani looks as though it's derived from something in India.
And do you think that there's really strong correlation between, I mean, India is a big place, there's lots of different beliefs in terms of purity.
So it would be a very poor piece of evidence by itself, because you could say almost anything that they might believe, someone somewhere in India believes, right? Yep.
Right. And then it seems to be, their beliefs seem to be similar to other groups.
Some of them are. Certainly the idea, certainly taboos somehow related to sex and excretion seem to be very common. I was thinking actually that if you try to think of what are the sources of profanity in different cultures, and I think at least the three major ones I can think of are sex, excretion, and religion. Right, maybe I'm missing something. It seems like the main things, and it's sort of interesting which cultures think of which of those as the dirty things. My daughter was telling a story a couple of days ago of an experience in World of Warcraft. And I don't know anybody who played World of Warcraft, but there are these two factions, the Horde and the Alliance. And in theory, they can't talk to each other. If one of them types something in, a member of the other faction will see that as sort of gibberish because it's supposed to be a foreign language. But there's a trick for getting around that, which is that you figure out what thing in your faction's language will come out as a single letter in the gibberish. Well, that gives you an alphabet. And you can then figure out how to say something in Orcish which will come out as go, or as some very simple statement. And my daughter, playing on one side, had offended someone who was behaving very badly on the other side, and he came up to her and typed what came out as N-I-G-G-A. Alright. My daughter's character is a night elf, very fair-skinned, by no possible exception, you know, a sub-Saharan African. And the conclusion we reached was that he had been taught that was the dirtiest word he knew. Basically, that he had been taught that was just a horrible thing to call people. And ordinary profanity by now is just punctuation anyway. And so that was sort of the nastiest thing you could think of to say, which my wife at least thought was pretty funny. But it does sort of illustrate. So I guess maybe the answer is you can have profanity that comes out of racial things as well nowadays. So that gives us the fourth category. By now they probably have genetic evidence. Which probably wouldn't have existed when that book was written. And I don't know what it is. If somebody's curious, you could go do a web search and see whether DNA testing tells us anything more about where the gypsies are from. Yeah?
Do you have any idea if they did migrate from India? There's a whole lot of corollary group there in India that shared the same...
I just don't know.
But why would they retain, you know, as they immigrated to Europe, they retain the hygiene laws?
And not a lot of
the theology that they would have...
Yeah. Well, the theology, the interesting thing is that they pretty clearly pick up whatever the local theology is. That is, the gypsies in Muslim areas after a while are Muslim gypsies, and gypsies in Catholic areas after a while are Catholic gypsies, and so forth and so on. So somehow it's sort of interesting the way you're superimposing. It almost reminds me, you know, the story of the Jew in Northern Ireland, and somebody says, you know, are you a Catholic or a Protestant? And he says, oh, I'm a Jew. Are you a Catholic Jew or a Protestant Jew? All right. That is, the Catholic and Protestant have become labels for factions in that case, not just religious. Yeah.
How do you find their isolation and the lack of literacy and different things to keep them isolated, and yet they adopt a religion that seems almost...
No, you don't. Yeah, you might. I don't know. It's an interesting question, but of course you don't.